Hey guys, this is the Harbold Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. Now I am super excited to tell you guys about this item that we now have in our store. This is something that I have been working on for a while and I finally made it come to pass, and now I get to finally introduce it to you guys and tell you about it. Now, this kind of came about because there was an item that's been going around in the blind community lately for people who use Aira or Be My Eyes or even just like to go hands-free that has called a slinger, S-L-I-N-G-E-R. And I've been hearing people talk about it, and I finally got one in my hands, and honestly, guys, I was not impressed. Now, nothing against the people in the community that sell this, but to me, it was a complete piece of junk. And I mean, not just the fact of its shape and everything, but just its operation and everything, because you have this big square plastic box that you have to pull these adhesive patches off or adhesive stickers off of and stick it to the back of your phone or your phone case. And then you have this square big box that's sticking on the back of your phone that is not meant to be removed. So you have to carry it with you wherever you go. If you want to put it in your pocket, you've got this big, huge plastic box sticking in the pocket. And then right above on the top part of the plastic box, there is two holes where this little slim, thin little lanyard pulls out. And it ratchets out because there's actually this ratcheting system that's built into this plastic box. And so as you pull it out, it locks it in place and so forth. But guys, this thing is all plastic. The ratcheting system appears to be plastic. And I just feel that something like that is not going to hold up over time. Not to mention, I don't want to have this big clunky thing on the back of my phone or phone case that I have to have with me at all times. And I can't use any of my MagSafe accessories or wireless charging or anything. So that led me to say, you know what? I can do better than this for you guys. And I have done a lot better than that for you guys, in my opinion, of course. But I think once you guys see this, get this in your hand, purchase one, you're going to absolutely love this. You can take your slinger off, throw it away in the trash, and not have to worry about it ever again. Now, up until now, we have sold a silicone lanyard that Aira actually recommends to you guys, or recommends to people that they buy from us, because they like our silicone lanyard. And that has served its purpose and it's been good for what it is over time. But as the Apple cameras on the back of their iPhones get bigger and bigger, I just feel that this silicone lanyard is going to start covering up the camera. So enter our new product. Now, this is not just for iPhone users. This is for everybody. This will work on Android phones. It will work on blind shell phones. It will work on pretty much any phone out there, as long as the back of your phone has a flat surface and you don't have the camera maybe stuck in the flat surface and then the other parts are not flat. So this thing should work for every phone out there, including the blind shell phones, not leaving you guys out. So what is this? So this is a nylon lanyard. If you can imagine a nylon piece of rope that stretches about 4.5 feet long, and if you took that rope and you made it into a loop at the top where both ends of the lanyard or both ends of the rope actually crisscross each other, there is a metal slide piece, and each end of this cord actually slides through this slide piece. So you have a separate opening for one side and you have a separate opening for the other side. But the slide piece is actually smaller than the cord itself. So when you run it through it, you actually have to pull it in order to get it to move. So when you have this on your neck or around your body or whatever, it's not just going to slide through this metal slide piece. You actually have to put some muscle into it, because the friction of the bigger cord with the smaller slider metal piece is causing it to stay wherever you put it. So each end of this cord is capped with a metal piece. It's like an aluminum cap on each end. And that is because whenever you run, if you want to loosen this up to the longest it can go, those ends are going to get over right next to that metal piece. And if they didn't have anything on them, they would slide right through and come right out the metal piece, and then you would have to try to work them back in the holes and so forth. Well, they've thought of that because they put metal caps on it, and now if that end gets close to the metal slide piece, it's not coming through at all. It's stopping right there. Now, this is a nice soft nylon cord. The cord itself is only about a quarter of an inch in diameter, and so it's a nice soft nylon cord. You could easily wash this because all there is to this is metal and the nylon itself. So you could easily throw this in a washing machine and wash it. If it gets dirty, no big deal there. Can't do that with the slinger. Anyway, so what you do is if you picture this cord and then you do create a loop with it, at the bottom of the loop is a metal ring that is attached to a spring clip. Now this spring clip is what's going to attach this lanyard to your phone. We'll get there just in a minute. But anyway, this metal ring is able to slide up and down on each side of the loop or around the loop. But they've thought of that too because they've added a metal slide piece that you can actually slide down right on top of that metal loop that the spring clip is attached to, the metal ring that the spring clip is attached to, and it will keep it, it'll kind of lock it in place and keep it from sliding around over each side of the lanyard. So that is a very cool design there as well. Now, if we put this around our neck, we have the two ends that are kind of hanging out to the side or behind us, and then we have the bottom of the metal or bottom of the lanyard where the ring is that the spring clip is attached to. Now, if you want to raise this up on your chest, you just take each one of the ends in your hand and the ones with the metal caps on them and just pull them opposite away from each other, and it's going to run through that metal slide piece and it's going to lift up that spring clip as far as you want, all the way up to your throat. You could wear your phone around your neck like a necklace if you so wanted to. That's how far you can bring this up. And because there's no moving parts as far as a ratcheting system or anything, there's no way this is going to wear out over time. It's just simply a cord going through a metal slide piece. Very simple, very practical. Now, if you take on the inside of the loop and pull opposite on each side, then that's going to pull the ends through the slide piece the opposite way, and then it's going to lower that lanyard on your chest. And I'm 5'9", and when I have this all the way extended, this hangs down way past my waist. So you can really stretch this thing down as far as you want. It gets very long, and it also, you can raise it up very short. Now, what's also really awesome about this is not just a neck lanyard. You can actually use this as a cross body lanyard. So if you didn't want to carry your phone around your neck on your chest, you could slip your right arm through the loop, and then it's going from top of your shoulder on your left shoulder, going across your chest at a 45 degree angle, and it's hanging your phone and spring clip down under your right arm. Or you could do your left arm. So if I put my left arm through the loop, now it's on my top of my right shoulder, and the nylon cord is running a 45 degree angle over to under my left arm. So this way, if you were using it on your chest with Ira and you got to your location and you didn't want to wear it on your chest anymore, just run your arm through it, and now you've got a crossbody lanyard and a really easy way to carry your phone. Now, this is not just for Ira or Be My Eyes users. This is for people who just want to go hands-free. So maybe you don't have pockets, maybe you don't carry a purse, whatever. Maybe you're going out of town, you don't want to mess with carrying all that stuff with you, like a wallet or anything. I mean, wearing pants with pockets, you don't want to mess. Maybe your phone is too big to put in a pocket. Maybe you've got one of those new Pro Maxes and it won't fit in a pocket. Well, you could easily go hands-free with this crossbody or around your neck, however you want it, or on your chest, I mean. Very easy and very cool. And then when you get to your location, you can just take this around from around your neck, put it up, fold it up, stick it in your pocket, and you're good to go. And you can carry it in your pocket. It's not going to be anything like sticking you, like a big plastic clunky thing sticking you in your pocket or sticking, you know, in your leg or whatever. This is a very soft, nylon cord with a couple small pieces of metal on it that are slick metal, so they're not going to hurt you or poke in your leg or anything at all. So how cool is that, guys? You can use this on your chest, or you can go crossbody with it. Either way, left under your left arm, under your right arm, you can raise it up as high as you want, lower it as low as you want. Now, let's talk about how this connects to your phone, because I know you guys are going to say, well, how do you connect that to your phone? Okay, well, there's a couple different ways. So let's talk about the first way. So the first way is that it comes with an adhesive patch in our basic kit. So the basic kit is going to give you the lanyard, which is black, and it's going to give you the one of the adhesive patches and an alcohol wipe to clean off your device for the adhesive patch. Now, this adhesive patch, one side of it, does have the a stick, basically a little thing that you peel off, and that's what the adhesive is underneath. And this is not a paper patch. This is a fabric patch, so I've actually tried to tear this myself, and I cannot tear this at all, even putting all my strength into it. So this patch is not going to wear out anytime soon, and it's not flimsy like a piece of paper or anything like that. Now, this patch is a couple inches wide, and then it's about an inch and a half tall, and it has a ring coming from the middle of the top edge of the patch. This is a ring that you would actually clip the lanyard to. Now, the adhesive patch that you get, it does stick well and just fine for leather. So if you want to do leather cases, you can also do it directly on your phone. It sticks to glass. It sticks to slick plastic. I even guess it probably sticks to like an aluminum. But this does not stick to silicone. So if you're going to stick this on a case, which is what I have here, is a case that I stuck it on, you're not going to want to use a silicone case. So do not use a silicone case because it's not going to stick and you will be very disappointed. But on leather, glass, slick plastic like my OtterBox case, and even I bet aluminum it would probably stick on. I don't have anything aluminum to, like a slick aluminum to try, but it should be fine for that as well. Now, this patch is not meant to take off and put back on and take off and put back on. This is meant to stick on the back of your phone or your phone case and leave it. Because if you try to take it off and take it on and take it off and take it on, it's going to get hair, it's going to get dust, it's going to get oil on it, and after time, it's not going to stick. And you are not going to want to trust your phone hanging from this patch when it's not sticking, because I wouldn't want to put my $1,000 phone on this patch if I'd taken this off and stuck it back many, many times. Just wouldn't do it. All right, but we are going to be selling extra adhesive patches on the store, so if you guys need to buy some extra adhesive patches, you can. If you want to, if you change your case or your phone in the future and you want to get a fresh adhesive patch, no problem. You can get it from our store. We will have them on the same listing as this lanyard. All right. Also, like I mentioned, the basic lanyard kit, the basic kit is going to give you the black lanyard, the one adhesive patch, and an alcohol wipe. We also are going to be offering these lanyards in different colors. So if you'd like to buy an extra color, you can grab one of those from the site as well. You maybe want to change out your color for your wardrobe, or maybe what type of season it is, or a holiday or whatever. So as of right now, we're offering yellow, purple, light purple, red, dark red, which is going to be like a burgundy or a wine color. We're going to be offering blue, light blue, and dark blue, and pink, and I think that's it. So yeah. But anyway, you can always look at our website and see what colors that we have in stock right now. But you will be able to buy extra lanyards that they don't come with the patches or anything like that. They're just the lanyards. So you'll be able to buy those extra ones on our website. And then, of course, you'll be able to buy the extra adhesive patches on our website as well. All right. So, guys, let's talk about this patch. Now, when you put it on the back of your phone or phone case, we definitely recommend using the alcohol wipe we give you. Clean off the spot on your phone or phone case that you're going to attach it to, and then center it up. Actually, I'm going to suggest you not center it up, because what I suggest you do is attach it to the back of your phone or phone case where it's over to the right of your camera. This way, the ring that's running up the middle of the patch is going up the right side of the camera, and it's not interfering with the camera and with Ira or somebody or Be My Eyes trying to look through the camera. Now, this patch can be trimmed if you need to. If you've got a phone that's a little bit, you know, more narrow than like a bigger iPhone, you could take a pair of scissors. You could trim off each side, just cut a little bit off each side to slim it down to wherever you need it for the back of your phone. So no problem there. Just either do that or have somebody help you with it. You can trim a little bit of it off because there is a lot of it. Like I said, it's about 2 inches wide and about an inch and a half tall. So there's plenty that you could trim off on the left and right side and still have a nice adhesive grip as well as the ring coming out the middle. All right, so yes, I would recommend mounting it so the ring goes up along the right side of your camera and doesn't go right in the middle of your camera. But, and that's for portrait mode, but if you guys actually want to use this like in landscape mode, then what you could do is you could turn the patch around and you could actually stick it to the back of your phone or phone case with it running lengthways. So this way it would be running long ways down your phone rather than the portrait mode across the back of it. It'll be running from like top to bottom. This way I would also recommend getting it centered because that way if you have your orientation lock turned off on your iPhone and it orients itself depending on where the iPhone, like what side it's turned on, then when you turn it on its side, it will go into landscape mode and Ira or Be My Eyes will be able to see that just fine. But they will not be able to see it upside down. They can see it portrait and they can see it landscape, but the automatic orientation feature on your iPhone or whatever does not make it go, does not orient itself upside down. It goes sideways or right side up for portrait. So this patch, make sure it's just not interfering with your camera. And then, like I said, if you want to do it landscape, run it lengthways, center the ring right on the middle of the side of your phone where it's, you know, coming up to the side of your phone. Just make sure it's centered. And also, I would recommend doing it on the side away from your camera. So if I took it and I ran it lengthways, it's going to be over closer to my volume buttons than it is my lock button, because that way it's going to be mounted on the back of my phone, but it's going to be at the other side where it won't be anywhere close to my camera at all. All right, so that is one way that you can attach this to the to your phone or your phone case. Now, I know some people are going to be saying, well, how is that different than the slinger? Because you still have to stick something to the back of your phone. Well, I'll tell you the main difference, guys. The main difference is this patch is literally maybe as thick as a piece of paper. That means when you have it on the back of your case or your phone, you're not even going to notice that it's there. Even the ring is very small and low profile. So when you have the patch on the back of your phone or your phone case, it's going to feel like there's nothing there. It literally adds no weight, hardly any size at all, to the back of your phone or phone case. And the really awesome thing about this is that it'll still allow you to use your wireless charging and your MagSafe accessories, even with the patch attached to the back of your case or your phone. The slinger will not do so. If you've got the slinger on there, you can kiss their wireless charging goodbye and you can kiss your MagSafe stuff goodbye. So I'm putting my phone in my case here with the patch on it. Snap that in. I use a one-piece case. It's real easy to get the phone in from the front, real easy to pop it right back out as well. And I'm going to grab my Apple MagSafe power bank, and the patch is on the back of this case, and I'm going to take the power bank and I attached it to my phone, and look, let me go up here, charging. So it still works with the power bank. The power bank is sitting right on top of the patch, and it still is charging just fine wirelessly through the patch. So that is a huge, huge deal and a huge, huge difference. If I get my wireless charging MagSafe charger here, I'm going to slap it on the back, just like so, right on the patch itself. And boom, it's charging. Look up here at the top. Get a charging. And that is sitting right on top of the patch. So guys, that is a game changer right there in itself. You can charge it without having to worry about taking the patch off or anything like that. Super, super cool. All right, so now let's talk about what else you can do with this patch. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, what do you mean? What else can I do with this patch? Well, you can actually use this patch in a way that you don't have to stick it on your phone to be able to carry your phone. Now, this will carry your phone upside down. And if you're an IRE user, Be My Eyes user, then this might not be a good option for you. But if you're just somebody that wants to go hands-free, this would be a great option for you. So what you're going to do is you're going to pop your phone out of your case. You're going to take the patch and you're going to put it on the inside bottom of your case, flat against the inside back of your case. And then you're going to run the ring that the patch has on it. You're going to run it out the bottom. Okay, so I'm running the ring out of the bottom charging port. So if you're a lightning charger, if you're a person who has an iPhone other than an iPhone 15, then you're going to be using a lightning cable. So you're going to put this ring, you're going to let it go right out the bottom of your lightning charging port of your case. If you're an iPhone 15 user, it will be coming out of the USB-C charging port. If you're an Android user, same USB-C. And I think Blind Shell are also USB-C as well. So while the ring is coming out of the bottom of the charging port, you're going to kind of hold it in place and you're going to take your phone and snap your phone back into the case. And then that is going to pinch that patch against the back of the case. And it's going to be coming out the bottom charging port. And now it is not going anywhere. Now you do not have to take the adhesive off of the patch to stick it on the back of the inside of your case unless you just want to. If you want to do so, you can just peel the adhesive off, stick it to the back of your case, stick the ring out the bottom charging port, but it's not going anywhere. But it's, even if you don't do that, it's still not going anywhere. As long as your case and your phone fits nice and tight in your case, then you'll be fine. Just like mine, it's coming out of the bottom charging port. I can now take and clip the spring clip onto this ring coming out of the bottom. And now I can hang this on my chest or I can run my arm through it and carry my phone upside down, cross body underneath my underneath my right arm or underneath my left arm. It stays out of the way. It's secure. It's not going to go anywhere. And now it's not going to, you know, be in my way when I'm doing stuff. Especially, it's not going to be flopping around my chest or whatever. If you want to carry it on your chest, that's fine. Just run your arm back through. And now it's going to be upside down hanging on your chest. And then if you need to use your phone while it's doing this, it's very easy because if you take your phone and you just flip it up, now you're going to be looking at the right part of the phone. You're going to be looking straight on at the front of the phone and it's going to be oriented correctly. Because if it's upside down, the clip is hanging on the bottom of it. If you just take it and just flip it up, grab it in your hand and flip it up, now you can do stuff on your phone even while it's attached to the lanyard. And then when you're done, just let it fall back next to your side or on your chest or whatever you want to do. Now, if you're using a case other than an Apple case, then you will actually be able to plug in your charging cable to the bottom of your phone even while the ring is coming out of your charging port. Unfortunately, Apple is very big on making really, really small openings for their cases. And so they want you to try to use, they want to kind of force you to use their cords if you use their cases. So I am trying it now with a cable and the Apple case, and it's not able to charge. However, no fear, because I can still take my phone and lay it on a wireless charging pad, or I can put a MagSafe charger on the back of it, or I can throw a MagSafe power bank on the back of it, or that kind of thing. So I can still wirelessly charge just fine, even if it's coming out of my charging port. Now, if you're using another type of case, like an OtterBox case, then the openings on those are actually quite large. And when I had this in my OtterBox case, I was actually able to plug in my charging cable without any problem to the port at the bottom, even when the ring was coming out the bottom charging port. So it's just Apple cases that make their cases with very, very small openings. And that's the only reason why you're not really able to plug in your cable while it's coming out the bottom charging port. But like I said, pretty much any other case I've tried has worked fine doing it out the charging port and plugging the cable in while it's coming out the charging port. So that is another cool way to use this patch, and that way you can carry your phone hands-free on your chest or down on your side through crossbody. And then just to get the patch out, you just pop your phone out the front again, and then just pull the patch out the charging port, and then snap your phone back in. Now, if you're an OtterBox Defender user, swapping your phone in and out of your case is not an easy and fun task, so probably not a great thing to keep swapping it in and out. But this is another option for some of you guys out there, as far as maybe you don't want to put this patch on your expensive $1,000 phone, or you don't want to put this patch on your expensive phone case. I would recommend going out to Amazon, grabbing you an inexpensive $5 or $10 case that's like slick plastic on the back, attaching the patch to that case, and then just call that your IRA case or whatever. When you get ready to go out, pop your phone out of your case, throw it into the IRA case. Now you've got the patch on it, and you can clip your lanyard. When you come back, pop your phone out of that case, put it back in your daily driver, and then put away the IRA case with the lanyard, and then you'll be good to go for next time. So you can easily get an inexpensive $5 or $10 case off Amazon to fit whatever model phone you have. Even the new iPhone 15 Pros, I was able to find a $5 or $10 case on Amazon without any issue whatsoever. So that way, it just saves your phone, and it saves your really nice case, and then you can have your patch on a less expensive case that you can easily swap back and forth. Now, let's talk about the other thing that I am super, super excited about with this lanyard kit. Now, let me first back up and just say, blind shell people out there, this patch is going to work fine for you. You might have to trim it a little bit, but as long as the back of your phone is flat, you will be able to use this patch on your phone, however, you know, just like everybody else. Same with Android users and stuff like that. Just mount it where it's not interfering with your camera. Just make sure that the back of your phone or your phone case is flat and that it's one of those materials I spoke of. Leather, slick plastic, glass, probably aluminum should be fine, or metal, but not silicone. Now let's talk about MagSafe. You guys have heard me been talking about MagSafe. If somebody out there doesn't know what MagSafe is, simply put, MagSafe is where Apple started on the iPhone 12, putting a magnet ring in the back of their phones. Not where you can see it, but actually underneath the backside of your phone, built into the inside of it. And what that magnet ring allows you to do is slap on different accessories like a wallet or a stand, or, you know, something like that, or a portable power bank. It also lines up your phone exactly in the perfect spot when you go to charge it on a MagSafe wireless charger. That way you get the fastest charging possible with the wireless charging. Now, they introduced wireless charging in the iPhone 8, and they have it in the SE, the SE 2020, the SE 2022, and then, of course, all the rest of the iPhones. But the difference is, the iPhone 8 and the SE models just have wireless charging. The 12, the 13, the 14, and 15 models have what's called MagSafe charging. So they have that magnetic ring in the back of the phone where the SEs and the 2000 or the SEs and the 8 do not. But you guys don't fear either, because I got something for you here in just a minute that will amaze you how cool it is. But anyway, so that's what MagSafe is that it's a metal ring back there, and it allows you to add different things to the back of your phone, and it also allows you to charge your phone the very quickest it can if you're using a MagSafe wireless charger. Now, of course, anybody with their phone, anybody with an iPhone 8 or newer has wireless charging, so you can lay it on a wireless charging pad, and you can still charge it, you know, with wireless charging. Well, that is simply put what MagSafe is, and so we actually have, guys, with this kit, with an option that you can get on the website, we have the coolest MagSafe ring that will let you attach your lanyard to this MagSafe ring and not interfere with your phone, do anything, not hurt your phone, not hurt your case or anything. It sticks on the back of the phone or the phone case magnetically. How cool is that, guys? So you can take this MagSafe attachment. It is a ring that is made out of metal. There might be a little plastic on it, but it looks mostly metal to me. And you can slap it on the back of your phone. Let me get my case here. Just like that. And it just grabs right a hold and it sticks and it's not going anywhere. And then that is the ring going around the MagSafe ring that goes to the back of your phone or phone case is about a quarter of an inch wide and about an eighth of an inch tall. So it's a little ring that kind of circles your MagSafe ring. And then in the middle is it's cut out. It's cut out of in the middle of this ring. It's like an open target kind of thing. So the middle's cut out and then you have this ring going around. But there is this cool thing in the middle of this that actually folds out. It's actually attached to the top of this ring and it's hinged. And so if you pull one part out, then there is another part that pulls off of that part. So it's got two hinges on it, and they're like little arms. So in the very cutout middle of this MagSafe ring that's on the back of your phone, it swivels out, and then there is a round ring that also swivels out from that piece that just swiveled out. So you have one arm that comes out, and then you have another ring that swivels out from that arm. And what this does is this lifts this and gets this all the way above your phone. So this ring that you can attach your lanyard to is actually right at the top of your phone, running about, I'd say about an inch and a half from the top of your phone. That way, it's not interfering at all with your camera. I called Ira the other day with this on, and I said, hey, could you tell me, you know, if this is impeding your view of anything or how well you can see with this? And they said, no, it looks great. We can see everything. We can see below, you know, your sidewalk kind of around your hands where your cane is. We can see up toward, you know, a little higher in front of you and then out away from you. So it doesn't interfere with them at all. And then you can just take your spring clip on your lanyard and just clip it on. And then when you clip it on to the lanyard, now you have this, your phone hanging on your chest right in front of you very, very securely. And this is pointing any way you want. And because the arms on this actually swivel, you can actually angle the phone anywhere you want, guys. How freaking cool is that? If you want to angle it more up, you can. If Ira says, hey, I need you to angle it more down, you can do that as well. It is so freaking cool. And it goes all on your phone just magnetically, just like that. Doesn't scratch your phone, doesn't hurt your phone. There's nothing sticking to your phone. It's all magnetic. And then when you're done with it, you can just pop it off, put it in your pocket. When you need it again, just slap it back on the back of your phone. It is so cool. Now, the other thing you can do is you can take this magnetic ring and you can actually put it on the back of your phone landscape mode. So now I've got it on the back of my phone and it is going right in the middle of my phone and it is letting whomever see my camera out in landscape mode. And because the arm sticks further up because it's coming on the side of it, then you can actually bend it in more places, and you can get more severe angles with it when you're bending it to point where you want it to go. So if you're doing a job on your table, or maybe you're doing a task at your table or something, and Ira, you know, needs to see down to the table or whatever, then you can easily just bend this and it goes wherever it points your phone, wherever you want it to bend. Like if you wanted to go all the way down on the table, or if you want to go at an angle, whatever you want to do. It is so cool, guys. Now, this magnetic MagSafe thing that sticks on your phone, it also does something else. It acts as a stand for your phone. So if you weren't using, you know, the lanyard or whatever, you wanted to put your phone on a table next to you and you wanted to prop it up, you could put this on there and it could prop your phone up in portrait mode, just like that. And now the phone is standing straight up almost with a little bit of an angle at portrait mode. I could have a book. I could be looking, doing a FaceTime call. I could be doing a Zoom call, whatever, but it's standing the phone up portrait. Or I could put my phone landscape and the stand keeps it up, propped up in landscape mode. And so you can leave this on the back of your phone all the time if you wanted to. Use it for a stand. Then when you go out to use Ira, fold it out, hook the ring, hook the clip, spring clip onto the ring of this, and now you've got your phone hanging on your chest for Ira, whatever you want. If you want to take it off when you're done, you can, but if you want to leave it on, it doesn't add much at all to the back of the phone as well. Like I said, it only sticks up about a eighth or a quarter of an inch from the back of the phone, so it's not bad at all. And then the cool thing is that, like, you can use the stand to prop your phone up. You could also flip the ring out, and you could use it as kind of a gripper to hold onto your phone more securely. So now I've got the ring flipped up, and that's the only part I have flipped up on this. The other part is flipped down into the middle of the magnetic ring, and the only thing that's flipped up is the ring, and now I can run my middle finger through it, and now I can hold my phone with my hand, and I've got an extra secure grip because the ring is going, my finger is going through the ring. So it is really, really neat. Even if you didn't ever use Ira that much, this is a really neat thing to have for the stand, for the gripper part of it, and everything like that. Now, I want to reveal something else to you guys that's pretty amazing, because there's some people out there that says, well, that's all well and good. That's all well and good, but I don't have MagSafe on your phone. Well, guess what, guys? You can have MagSafe now with this, because not only in the kit do you get this magnetic ring with this fold-out little stand and the fold-out ring on it that clips to your lanyard, but you also get a flat, very thin magnetic metal ring with adhesive on it that you can actually stick to a case or a phone to turn your non-MagSafe phone into a MagSafe phone. How freaking cool is that? Now, one side of this ring, this adhesive ring, has the adhesive. The other side has a protective sticker on that's just protecting the shiny magnet. So you definitely will want to peel that off after you get it stuck on your device. You can peel that other side off and then reveal the nice metal magnet underneath. But the ring itself is basically the same size as a MagSafe ring would be if you cracked your phone open or a phone open and looked at the MagSafe ring inside. This would be basically the same thing, but it's just got adhesive on it so you can stick it to whatever you want. So if you have a blind shell phone that's wide enough to take this ring, you could stick it to that. And then you've got magnetic capabilities from here on out. You can use the MagSafe accessories with your phone. You could use the portable power packs that snap on the back of your phone. You could use the wallets. You could use this thing that we're selling, of course. This attachment, easily used on the back of it. And the magnet ring that they give you that's adhesive, has adhesive on it, it is strong. It is very strong. Now, again, it is going to stick to the materials I mentioned earlier. It's going to stick to leather. It's going to stick to glass, to slick plastic. It's probably going to stick to aluminum, but it will not stick to silicone. So please do not try to put silicone on it or put it on something with silicone. But yeah, guys, so you can actually convert a non-MagSafe device into a MagSafe device with the adhesive metal ring that they give you in this package. This is so, so neat. Now you guys see why I'm so excited about this and why I keep saying this is a game changer, because it is. This is a game changer. And the metal ring is super thin. It's about as thin as the patch, so you can easily use other wireless stuff on there. You can, it's not going to add any bulk or size to your case or your phone. It's not going to look funky. It's very, very small and slim, and you can use other accessories along with this, like I said, wireless charging and wallets and things like that. So that is so cool, guys. I love this, and I know you guys will as well. So let's recap. You get the nylon lanyard, black lanyard with the adhesive patch and an alcohol wipe in our basic kit. You can also buy just the MagSafe attachment separately. You can also buy the kit that gives you the adhesive patch and the MagSafe attachment, or you can buy the kit that gives you just the MagSafe attachment and not the adhesive patch. So you've got adhesive patch only, you've got adhesive patch with MagSafe attachment, and then you've got MagSafe attachment only. And then we're going to give you an opportunity to buy extra MagSafe attachments and extra patches and extra lanyards on the website as well. So this is a whole mix and match kind of deal. You guys can get what you need, get what you want. You can get extra of certain things, and you're going to be good to go. So it's a neck lanyard that will convert very easily to crossbody. It has a spring clip on it that will clip to a ring that's attached to the patch. Now, there's one thing that I want to talk about real quick. The two ends of the nylon rope or the nylon cord, you might be thinking, well, where do those go? Well, you could lay them on your chest and just let them lay on your chest. That's fine. You could throw them behind you and just let them lay on the back of your shirt. Or what I do is I take the two ends and I tuck them in to the back of my shirt, so they're running down my back inside my shirt, and now it's a very clean look. They're out of the way, and it's just a really, really clean look. So you've got the spring clip that will attach to the ring that's coming out of the adhesive patch. You've got the spring clip on this that will attach to the ring that folds out from the MagSafe attachment. And then you've got the MagSafe attachment you could use it as a stand for portrait landscape. You could put it on your phone, portrait, or landscape, and you can also use it as a gripper to better hold on to your phone by running your finger through the ring and just having the ring come out that's folded out. And like I said, the hinges on this attachment are very tight. They're very strong, and so you can bend it whichever way you bend it. It stays where you bend it until you go bend it somewhere else. So guys, I love this. This is a game changer in the community. Spread this around. This will be huge, mark my words. And we've got them on the site. They're brand new, and they will come in bulk packaging. And we'll have all kinds of different things for you guys to buy on the website. So anyway, if you have any questions whatsoever, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.